High school sports from last night. First in girls softball play last night. It was Lewis Central sweeping a pair from Atlantic 4-0 and 5-0 the scores. Shenandoah down Clarinda 12-6. Creston over Red Oak 11-1. Harlan twice over St. Albert 12-0 and 18-0. Denison topping Kemper Catholic 6-4. Griswold beat Essex 13-2. Stanton over Thomas Jefferson 4-1. Logan Magnolia beat Coon Rapids Bayard 19-2. Missouri Valley a winner over Westwood 9-5. Cam topping Orient Maxburg 12-2. Charter Oak Ute in 10 innings, a 6-2 winner over Glidden Ralston. Arweva beat South Central Calhoun 12-2. It was Woodbine over Whiting 8-4. Bedford beat East Union 8-3. Lennox over Mount Air 10-3. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 6-1. Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West 15-4. Ogden topping Panorama 4-2. Perry beat Carroll 2-0. Van Meter swept a pair from Guthrie Center 12-0 and 14-1 in girls softball play last night. In boys baseball action around the area, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic 8-2, Shenandoah edging Clarinda 5-4, Underwood topping Shenandoah 12-8, Creston beat Red Oak 12-2, Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 4-3 in the first game of a doubleheader, TJ won the nightcap 7-2, St. Albert got by Harlan 3-2, Kemper Catholic over Denison 10-4, Nishnabotna beat Fremont Mills 4-2, East Mills over Sydney 11-7, West Harrison in 5 innings at 12-5 winner over Missouri Valley. Also, Bedford beat East Union 11-2. It was Lennox over Mount Air 11-3. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 10-4. Exira EHK edging Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2 in a battle of top 10 rated teams. Cam shut out Orient Maxburg 6-0. Arweva over South Central Calhoun 10-9. Sioux City West beat Abraham Lincoln 2-1 and 6-5 as part of a doubleheader. Van Meter took two from Guthrie Center 12-4 and 6-0. And it was Ogden over Panorama 14-4 in boys baseball action last night. In Major League Baseball, Chris Sale matched a Major League record by striking out at least 10 in 8 straight starts, and the Chicago White Sox outlasted the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 in 11 innings last night on a home run by Tyler Flowers. Sale struck out 12 over 8 innings. The lefty tied the mark set by Pedro Martinez in 1999 with Boston. The White Sox ace had fanned every hitter in the St. Louis lineup by the end of the sixth. He's 0-2 with two no decisions during the last 4 games of his streak. He's getting only 4 runs of support in that stretch. Sale helped himself, though, getting his first career hit and scoring the first run for the White Sox. Flowers hit his sixth homer with 2 outs in the 11th inning. He connected off of Miguel Sokolovich, pitching for the first time in 9 days. Daniel Webb got the win, and David Robertson earned his 16th save. Randall Grichuk homered for the Cardinals, whose 9-game home winning streak came to an end. Elsewhere in interleague action last night, Pittsburgh beat Detroit in 14 innings, 5-4. Minnesota downed Cincinnati 8-5. Colorado 2-1 over Oakland. And Seattle beat San Diego 5-0. Dallas Keuchel allowed 7 hits in 8 innings to lead the Houston Astros to a 4-0 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. That performance comes after Keuchel threw a 6-hit shutout and a win over the New York Yankees in his previous start. Keuchel, who's now 10-3, struck out 7 and didn't walk a batter, lowering his ERA to 2.03. Pat Neshek allowed 1 hit in the 9th inning. George Springer had a 2-run homer in the 3rd. Jose Altuve drove in a run in the 5th to help Houston to that victory. The Astros have taken the first 2 games of this matchup of teams with the best records in the American League. Houston is 46-34, Kansas City now 44-30. KC starter Danny Duffy allowed 6 hits and 4 runs over 6 2/3 innings in his second start since he returned from the disabled list. In other American League action last night, Texas beat Baltimore 8-6, Boston over Toronto 4-3, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 6-2, and the LA Angels over the New York Yankees 2-1. National League action last night saw Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 4-3, Chicago over New York 1-0, Miami beat San Francisco 5-3, Washington over Atlanta 6-1, and the Dodgers beat Arizona in 10 innings by a 6-4 final. The St. Louis Cardinals placed right-handed reliever Matt Belisle on the 15-day disabled list with elbow inflammation retroactive to June 28th. Right-hander Marcus Hatley's contract was purchased from AAA Memphis. To make room on the 40-man roster, reliever Jordan Walden was transferred from the 15-day disabled list to the 60-day DL. The 35-year-old Belisle is 1-1 with a 3 earned run average in 30 games with 24 strikeouts in 30 innings. This is the first call-up for the 27-year-old Hatley, who joined the team for a 2-game interleague series against the White Sox beginning last night. Hatley was 4-2 with a 1.69 ERA in 27 games for Memphis. The Cardinals signed Hatley as a minor league free agent last November after he'd spent 9 years in the Cubs organization. In other baseball news, Matt Cain and Jake Peavy are headed back to work for the San Francisco Giants after lengthy stays on the disabled list. Cain is scheduled to start Thursday against Miami. He hasn't pitched since July of 2014 due to elbow surgery and a strained flexor tendon. Peavy will start Friday at Washington after being sidelined since April 17th. With a strained back. Cain will replace right-hander Tim Lincecum, who will be placed on the disabled list with a bruised right forearm after he was hit by a line drive on Saturday. The Philadelphia Phillies say Pete Maccannon will stay as their manager for the rest of the season. He took over on an interim basis last Friday after manager Ryan Sandberg resigned. This is Maccannon's third stint as interim manager after working in a similar role previously with both the Reds and the Pirates. And the defending women's champ has won her first match of the year at Wimbledon, as have former men's champions Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and Rafael Nadal. Second-seeded Petra Kvitova rolled to a straight sets win. The two-time Wimbledon champ pulled out of a warm-up event last week at Eastbourne, England, citing a viral illness. Federer, Murray, and Nadal all advanced with straight sets wins as well. There were two upsets on the women's side of things, as Eugenie Bouchard, who was the runner-up at Wimbledon last year, fell in the opening round to a qualifier. While third seed Simona Halep became the highest-seeded player eliminated so far, she lost to the 106th-ranked player in the world. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.